When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long, with your host, Calvin Wright. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. Sorry this starts and sits podcast. This episode is getting out a little bit later than I had hoped. I was out all last night, got home and wrote up all the answers and my thoughts. And it was about 12:55 in the morning. I thought to myself, you know, no one's going to be listening to this at 3 in the morning, so might as well just do it tomorrow when I wake up. So here we are. We're going to be talking about the starts and sits that you asked me on Instagram. We got quite a few questions this week, so we're just going to start it off. The first one, Alan Lazard. Now, I really like Alan Lazard. It's looking like Davante Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Geronimo Allison looking like they all will be out this game. Now, the Packers, they'll probably run more, especially since Oakland has a very beatable defense. But Rodgers, you know, he's going to throw some. So I expect Lazard to be the biggest benefactor in the passing game. It's probably a big upgrade for Jimmy Graham as well. But Lazard, we already saw Alan Lazard. He has a lot of... Aaron Rodgers has a lot of faith in him already. He took shots at him when they needed big plays, and Lazard came up. So now you don't start him over every option, but I think he's startable. You know, there are a lot of buys. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry. There are a lot of buys this week and a lot of injuries. So if you're hurting Alan Lazard, I would be comfortable picking him up and plugging him in my roster this week and maybe even next week against Kansas City. Now, Kansas City, their defense looked a bit better, but I think a lot of that was Joe Flacco was quarterback, which, yeah. So let's go on to question number two, DeAndre Hopkins or Michael Gallup. Oh, man, I love Gallup, and I love his matchup. And the Cowboys, they'll be mad and looking for a big win. I can't tell you to bench DeAndre Hopkins, though. But I will say I do actually expect Michael Gallup to finish higher than Hopkins this week. So I don't know your situation, but I would try to start both Hopkins and Gallup. Gallup, he's been great, and he's got a great matchup. And DeAndre Hopkins, has not been what we hoped he would be. He hasn't been performing well. But you can't ever bench DeAndre Hopkins, really. It just you can't, and I can't tell you to. But I love Gallup. I think he'll actually finish higher. I would try to start both. So question number three, Green Bay Packers defense or Rams defense? Yeah. I would go with the Packers defense. The Rams, they did just acquire Jalen Ramsey, but the Falcons offense, it's very capable. Even if the team as a whole is a dumpster fire right now, the Falcons offense, they're getting it done yardage and touchdown-wise. But the Packers, their defense, they should have a solid outing against Oakland. Oakland, they have a decent offense with Josh Jacobs. They're looking like Tyrell Williams will miss this game, and Darren Waller is even questionable right now. But so if I'm betting between the Falcons and the Raiders to drop 30 points, I will bet on Matt Ryan and company every time. So question number four, Russell Wilson or Josh Allen? I love Josh Allen this week, and actually for the next several weeks. If you haven't already, go check out the Bills' upcoming schedule. It's delicious. That's really the only way to describe it. But I'm still not starting Josh Allen over Russell Wilson, even against Miami. Now, Josh Allen, don't get me wrong, he should have a great day. But I could see the Bills jumping up to an early lead in, you know, the first quarter, and then relying on Frank Gore and Devin Singletary for the majority of the game. And Russell Wilson, he's a must start. I think he's actually ranked number one quarterback on the season right now. You gotta start him if you have him. So next question, Stephon Diggs, thoughts on him. Stephon Diggs, he's one of the most frustrating fantasy players to own. Trust me, I own him. He's a complete boomer bust player, and it's very hard to predict. It doesn't really seem to be based on matchups even. So I can never really fully trust Stephon Diggs. And while he does have the upside, no doubt, against the Lions, I'm going to be looking elsewhere. The Lions, they have a good defense, good secondary. Okay, Stefon Diggs, he could blow up on your bench, but I would rather leave him on my bench and have him score 20 points than put him in my lineup and have him drop two. That's my thought process on that. I just don't trust Stefon Diggs enough. Question number six, Miles Sanders or David Montgomery? I would go Montgomery. Now, Sanders, he's splitting the work with Howard, and apart from a long touchdown catch and some other catches, he wasn't really utilized at all. He only saw 3 carries last week, while Jordan Howard, he saw 13. So if there's a time, and with David Montgomery, if there's a time for him to break out, it's this week, coming off the bye week. We haven't seen a monstrous week. We haven't even really seen a good week from David Montgomery, but he's been pretty consistent. So I would start David Montgomery. I have more faith in him, and this is the week that, if it's going to happen, I think this is the week he breaks out. So number 7, Jared Cook, Dallas Goedert, or Devin Knox? I would go Goedert. He's been trending up the past few weeks. He's doing better. And this division rivalry game, it's a big game. And I expect Ertz to be heavily guarded, leaving plenty of work for Goedert. They've been running a lot of 2 tight end options, which we thought they would do coming into the season. Then Goedert, he got hurt and they didn't. But now that he's back and healthy, he's getting more involved. I think he's a good start this week. So question number 8, Kerryon Johnson or Devin Singletary? It's kind of like Gallup and Hopkins. I'm not going to say start Singletary over Kerryon. You know, you drafted Kerryon second or third round. But Singletary, he's looked great, but he's coming off an injury, and he only has 10 carries ever. But I believe Singletary will finish higher this week. But just playing the odds of who has a better week, I think Kerryon is a safer play. I would personally go Singletary. I don't feel comfortable telling you to start Singletary over Kerryon, even though I do expect Singletary to have a better game. Kerryon, if you have him, you probably have to start him at this point, which is that's why it's such a pain, because he hasn't been doing well, but you got to start him if you have him based on where you drafted him. I would personally start Devin Singletary over Kerryon Johnson, though. So the question number 9, James White or Devin Singletary? PPR, I'd go James White. Standard, I'd go Devin Singletary. White, he's a PPR machine, and he should produce good numbers, you know, every week. But in standard leagues, he's much more limited because most of the points come off, oh, he got 9 receptions, which that's 9 points. But in a standard league, I think Singletary, he's a better play this week. He's seen some receiving work, which we were very pleased with if you've been watching, because that was his biggest knock coming out of college. He can't catch a ball, and he came in, he was getting some receptions. But I think most of his production, it's going to come on the ground. So PPR, James White, standard, Devin Singletary. I think Singletary should have a pretty big week against Miami. So number 12, Mixon, Breida, or Stefon Diggs, start two. I would go Breida and Diggs. Breida, he's been great this season. He really has. And even with Tevin Coleman back, I think he can produce, especially this week he plays the Redskins, which, as we all know, they're really bad. Now, Diggs, I talked about him earlier and said he's boomer bust and I don't trust him. And I still don't trust him. My thoughts on him haven't really changed in the past 2 minutes. Yet I would start him over Mixon this week. And it pains me to say, because I'm a huge fan of Mixon, but for me, I own Mixon in some leagues. He's on the bench until he proves me wrong, until he does something. Now, he's one of my favorite players, but the situation is so bad right now. It's not a great matchup. And I think he could... A good week for Mixon right now is he goes out there and puts up 9 or 10 points, whereas Stefon Diggs, he could put up 30. And I don't think Mixon has upside at this point. You're just hoping for the floor with a touchdown. So... Next question, DK Metcalf. Metcalf, I think, is a wide receiver 3 or flex at best. You know, I'm not really starting him unless I absolutely have to. Yes, he's looked pretty good. He really has, but he's not really seeing enough action to be really fantasy relevant yet. He's one that I'd be more interested in dynasty or keeper leagues for sure. So he's more of a name for the future. But DK Metcalf, not really interested in starting right now. So next question, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, or Brady? Now, this is a good quarterback room on your team, sir. So Kyler Murray, Allen, and Brady in that order. That's how I'm ranking them. I talked about Murray last week, and I said I could see him finishing as the quarterback 1 on the season. Yes, he's got a long way to go, and no, that probably won't happen. But it is in the realm of possibilities. It's a possible outcome. It really is. And Murray, he has been fantastic this season, and it keeps getting better. The matchup is great, and even better, Christian Kirk may be back. We're seeing Kyler Murray starting to use his legs. We're seeing them convert in the red zone like I predicted. Kyler Murray, he's a great start every week, I think. Now, Josh Allen, of course, he'll have a good game. He's playing Miami. Everyone has a good game against Miami. But I would still start Murray over him. Now, Tom Brady, he's been a good option this year. He's been a lot better in fantasy than usual, but I don't really expect a huge game, especially with Josh Gordon out. But you know, he's not going to sink your ship. If you have Josh, if you have Tom Brady, you don't have to go look elsewhere. But I would start Allen or Murray over him. So he doesn't really have the upside that Allen and Murray have with the rushing. But yeah, that's where I am with that. I would go Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, and Tom Brady in that order. So question number 17. Two running backs, one flex, Derrick Henry, Devontae Freeman, Josh Jacobs, James White, or Terry McLaurin? I would go Josh Jacobs, James White, and Derrick Henry. I think he should bounce back this week. He's ugly, but he's been putting up pretty solid games. He's had a couple duds, but if you're projected in a close matchup, I would go Freeman instead, because I could see Henry... It's a possibility that Henry is game scripted out. It really depends on which Buccaneers team comes to play. If it's a team that puts up, you know, 800 yards and four touchdowns, Derrick Henry, he's not going to really see the field. But if it's this lethargic Jameis Winston throwing five interceptions, I think Derrick Henry could be in for a big game. But if you really need something and you don't want to take any risks, I think Freeman is a bit of a safer play. Now, Josh Jacobs, I think he's a must start right now, and he's got an excellent matchup against Green Bay. They cannot stop the running game at all. Now, James White, he's a PPR machine. I already talked about that. And with Gordon out, I expect even more for work for White in the passing game. And the reasons I don't really like McLaurin, it's his matchup. The 49ers, they have a sensational defense. And while McLaurin, you know, he could have a good game, I don't feel comfortable putting my team in the hands of Case Keenum against a top-tier defense. So I just don't see it happening this week for Terry McLaurin. So question number 18, Jared Cook, Luke Wilson, or Witten? Witten. I know it's ugly and awful, but Witten, he's a top 12 tight end on the season somehow. And, you know, sometimes doing the right thing is not always pretty, but I think you start him if you have to. So question number 19, Terry McLaurin, Robbie Anderson, or Cole Beasley, PPR? I would go McLaurin and Beasley. Now, Anderson, he could explode, yes, but right now, I'm not comfortable starting anyone against the Patriots. And with Bell and Jamison Crowder in the mix, I could see the Jets really not using Anderson much this game at all. Now, Cole Beasley, it's a sneaky start, and your projected total points will probably plummet, and that's really because the scoring rankings, they can't really comprehend how awful the Dolphins are. But Beasley, he's seen consistent, steady target volume, and in this matchup, he could capitalize heavily. I think I already said I don't really like McLaurin this week, but I would rather start him over Anderson and the Jets, which sounds like a cool band name, but it's actually just an awful fantasy matchup. So that is the last question we received, and I hope I gave you some clarity onto my thoughts on why. That's the difference between this and the thread I put up every Saturday. On the Saturday thread, I just kind of say, James White, Breida, Allen. And this time I actually kind of go into more in-depth details on why I would make those decisions, which means when I'm wrong, you can't be quite as mad because I have some reasoning. So thank you for listening. As always, if you enjoyed it, go leave a review on wherever you listen. I'm now on iHeartRadio, which is very exciting because I think that's a free one. You don't have to pay like you do with Spotify. I don't really know. I don't really listen to iHeartRadio, but I got the email that said, you're now on iHeartRadio. And I went, oh, that's kind of cool. So thanks for listening. As always, go follow The Prophet on Instagram if you don't already. I'm assuming you do because you're listening to me. So thanks for listening. And I'll be back this Wednesday or Tuesday with a 5-player podcast where I talk about 5 players and sometimes 9 players. Have a good week. Hope your matchups go well.